Universities and companies across the state are canceling conferences and large-scale events. It's one of the efforts they're making to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But those decisions also have a ripple effect on much smaller businesses. Liz Schlemmer reports on one small business that's suddenly struggling like never before.
Sharon Collins and Pat Garavaglia have been running Balloons and Tunes, a small party shop on Main Street in Carrboro, for 40 years.
Our business is celebrating.
That's Collins behind the counter, and Garavaglia shows off their storeroom goods.
300 different Mylar balloons, 50 colors of latex balloons, things that people use for party favors for kids. And in case you need a rubber chicken air freshener, we have that.
Oh, but it smells like bubble gum.
Yeah. Well, you don't really want it to smell like a chicken, do you?
These goods make up only a small part of their sales.
The primary part of our business is to decorate for corporate and university events and large private parties.
When universities started postponing events to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, they knew they were in trouble. Then the UNC system barred all university gatherings of more than 100 people indefinitely.
UNC is by far our biggest client. That's a big hit for us.
Garavaglia points to two fat binders filled with UNC Chapel Hill orders from last year. Collins says they're already worried about what will come or what won't come later this year.
Graduation is a tremendously busy time of year for us because Carolina, Duke, and North Carolina Central are clients. And June seems far away to a lot of people, but not if you're in the event business. It's not far away.
While Balloons and Tunes has been hit especially hard, they're not the only business struggling. At the craft gallery next door, owner Sarah Gress has sold only one thing all day for $5. And she says last week was worse.
We had a couple days where we had no sales. That has never, ever happened. So it's scary. And I think the other business people I've talked to, they're kind of in the same boat.
Back at the party shop, Collins has been hearing news about possible federal bailouts for airlines and hotels. But there will be no help like that for small businesses.
And we are the backbone of this country. We don't generally get bailouts from the federal government.
Their biggest concern is their three employees, including Jada Scott.
I live paycheck to paycheck right now. I'm a single mother. It gets to be really worrying to me, very much about, am I going to be able to pay my rent? Will my son be okay?
So we've been able to make it through thick and thin, 9/11, the crash of 07, those kind of things. We took a big hit, but we persevere.
We have never put anybody on unemployment before. In 40 years, we've never had to have that happen. But I guess we would have to look into that if things got really bad for a really long time. You're going to have to make some really serious decisions. And we just hope that's not going to happen. We're keeping hope alive around here.
While they can weather a few days or weeks, they don't know how long they can ride this out. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.